European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker was the first EU official to demand an immediate end to the military operations. Turkey gets more than $6 billion worth of aid from the EU to help care for millions of Syrians who fled the civil war in their country. Ankara has asked for more money, but Juncker says there will be no EU cash provided for sending refugees back. He insists Ankara must seek a political solution.
I call on Turkey, as well on the other actors, to act with restraint and to stop operations already, as we are speaking, underway. And I have to say, if the Turkish plan involves the creation of a so-called safe zone, don't expect the European Union to pay for any of it.
Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini echoed the call for a halt, saying the Turkish operations are counterproductive for counterterrorism efforts against Islamic State, also referred to as Daesh.
Let us not forget that Daesh still remains a significant threat to regional, international, and European security.
Mogherini says she thinks the EU has been united in its messages. But Atlantic Council Mideast expert Jasmine El-Gamal disagrees, noting EU governments have different views on potential re-engagement with the Syrian regime, what to do about reconstruction, and perhaps most urgently, what to do with captured IS fighters and their family members who are EU citizens. Jasmine El-Gamal.
As a very first step, even before trying to address these challenges, is having Europeans get together and figure out what is Europe's policy on Syria. How far do they want to be involved? What does that look like? Because without speaking with one voice on Syria, the European voice risks being completely marginalized. And we just can't afford that right now.
The withdrawal of the U.S., which until now helped the Kurds guard detainees, and the potential resurgence of IS means Brussels can no longer ignore the problem. On the other side of town, NATO's response to the actions of its ally was muted in comparison to the EU outrage. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg first noted Turkey's legitimate security concerns and a history of suffering terrorist attacks.
It is important to avoid actions that may further destabilize the region, escalate tensions, and cause more human suffering. I count on Turkey to act with restraint and ensure that any action it may take in northern Syria is proportionate and measured.
Tension in northern Syria between the U.S. and Turkey, the alliance's two largest militaries, has been uncomfortable for everyone. But now Europeans are alarmed by Washington stepping away. NATO and all allies are also members of the Global Coalition to Defeat Daesh, so there's no getting away from concerns about what happens next on the ground, even if NATO isn't present. And President Donald Trump, when asked Wednesday about the possibility that dangerous IS followers would escape in the expected chaos, said he wasn't worried, because they would go to Europe, he said, where they have homes. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.